I'm Brad.
I'm Justin.
I guess Michael hasn't returned yet.
He's still at the compound, I guess?
I guess.
It's weird. I thought it would have been back by now. Ooh.
That was a message from Michael.
What?
To be continued. We are the Cinema Guys.
Welcome to the show.
How's everybody doing today?
Good. We have some guests with us today.
We do. We have two guests, two returning guests.
We are the Cinema Gang this week.
Cinema Gang.
I'd like to thank Andrew and Ashley
our
for both
Cinemaiden.
Returning.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
The Cinemaiden and Andrew.
The other guy.
Ashley was here for Resident Evil 2.
The worst movie ever.
Andrew was here for...
Split. Like Justin's favorite movie ever.
Yes, and they both saw John Wick 2 with us and sat in the handicap seats.
Yeah, it was
together.
Fun.
Together.
Because surprisingly enough, John Wick 2 was pretty much sold out that night.
It was. It was weird.
Take that.
But before we get into it, let's hear this message that we got from Michael.
Hey, Justin and Brad. It's Michael checking in. Still in the harem and... Not sure when I'm ever going to get out or if I'll ever get out, but I was able to download the last two episodes and listen to them and wanted to give my feedback on their top list of Shyamalan films as well as the Resident Evil series. And here's my review of every M. Night Shyamalan film. And Split was all right. And then as far as the Resident Evil, I have a little bit differing opinion. So, one through, what is it, six, seven, I don't know, is whatever it is. That's my review. My pick for the week is, You're the Worst, great FX show that I just, caught up on. Real funny. If you like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Seinfeld, I think it'd be right up your alley. And I'm going to just settle down in my plush, large pillow here and watch the 1980 classic, The Last Dragon. So hopefully I'll see you guys soon, and I'll check in with you later.
Sounds like he's doing well.
Yeah, he's able to, like, download stuff.
Sounds like he does not like a few movies.
Or he just got really sick, because I'm sure he loves M. Night Shyamalan.
Last Dragon is good.
When I say who's the master, you say show enough. Who's the master?
Show enough.
Yeah.
Gotta have the glow.
Thanks for not jumping
in. At least
now we know
what people in harems do. Like, if they haven't been activated, they just kind of...
Watch Netflix.
Kick it watching Netflix.
So we on to John Wick 1, maybe?
We did see John Wick. But before that, let's kind of set the scene. John Wick 1. Because this is a pretty deep story to get into.
Did you guys like John Wick 1?
I loved John Wick 1.
Basic concept of the first one is it's a revenge movie because they killed his dog and took his car.
The best.
So, but here's the deal. And everyone I know has the same opinion. Like, no one expected anything from John Wick 1. They're like, what's this random Keanu movie? And then you kind of watch it like, I kind of like this. This is really good. But here's my thing. I feel like John Wick 1 had two elements. One was this grief story of his wife. His wife got the dog. The dog died. And it was, you know, so you get this element of him going through a grieving process and why our grieving process may not involve literally killing people, but his does. And then you have this cool element that they, with this Continental Hotel that was kind of brought in. And when we get to John Wick 2, I will tell you how those two elements, I feel like, failed. But those were the two elements, I think, of the first one, and I liked it. That was really good. So, Ashley, are you a Keanu Reeves fan?
Oh, I'm sorry, on what?
Keanu Reeves fan.
Oh, Keanu Reeves can do no wrong in my book.
I agree. I love Keanu Reeves.
I love him.
Worst and you Keanu just Reeves saw the first one right before seeing the second one.
I watched it for the first time right before we saw the second one.
I was a little underwhelmed by him, and then I saw Speed, and...
Hold on, what were you underwhelmed by before Speed?
How could you be underwhelmed by Bill and Ted?
It was Bill and Ted, of course.
Or, like, Parenthood?
There's nothing
like
underwhelming Bill about Bill and Ted.
Only Cowboys Get the Blues?
Yes. Raising Arizona?
He's not raising Arizona.
Or no, My Own Private Idaho.
Oh, that's
I get the state movies mixed up.
Nicolas Cage, Keanu Reeves.
Don't mess with Texas.
They're not even the same.
All right, impromptu top list number one. One Keanu Reeves movie. If you were on a desert island, you only could take one Keanu movie.
I know this.
What movie would you take? I have mine. Andrew, you go first.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
You just said you hated them before.
And that's the one you pick? Out of the two,
Bogus
that's the
Journey
one you pick.
Happens before Excellent
Next
Adventure.
Question.
Something Strange
I've never,
is afoot at the Circle of Andrew Casey.
I've never seen it. I've never seen
You've
it.
You've never seen either
it's the
one?
The only Keanu movie I've never seen.
That's why you
Be
would take it?
To
because I
other.
Haven't seen it. Yeah, why not?
Well,
I
at least
seen
on this
one.
Desert island, I'll get a, you know, entertainment of
I'll get
I
86
seen.
Minutes of, like, vague interest to be followed by interminable boredom.
You, Justin.
Mine?
Which
Point
one?
Break. Point Break.
Point Break.
Johnny
Point Break,
Utah.
Bar none. Johnny Utah.
Ashley. I would
one
I would,
Keanu Reeves.
I would definitely choose Constantine.
Constantine. Ooh. You mean the only movie where they took a tower defense game and just, hey, let's make this into a movie?
I loved it.
Well, it was. Like
it's the most video game Keanu movie before this video game movie.
I didn't like Constantine.
Pop quiz. Mine would be Speed.
Ooh, pop quiz. Bomb goes over
pop
20.
Quiz, hot shot.
Bomb. Bus goes over 20. Bomb his arm. Bus drops below 50. Bomb detonates.
No,
what do you do?
I'm going to revise
what
mine.
What do you do?
I'm going to revise mine to Speed 2.
He's not even in
he's
Speed
not
2.
In Speed 2.
Wait.
It's Sandra
come back
Bullock
to me. Come back
revises
to me.
Her role.
That's it.
As the Wildcat
well, you
behind
can
the wheel.
See how I might get the two confused. the She's the Wildcat.
So we got
watch that Wildcat
Speed
behind the
two.
Wheel.
This time they can't
Point
go
Break,
60.
Dennis Hopper.
Point Break, Constantine, Speed, and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which you haven't even seen.
Was Keanu Reeves in Keanu the
he
one
is.
With the cat?
He's the voice of Keanu when they get high.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
The cat's just, I think he only says like one line, but it's Keanu Reeves.
That's
and
amazing.
they actually filmed that hoping Keanu Reeves would actually do it, but
that's
didn't
amazing.
Know if he would or not, but they just,
I think I need to see this now.
I think
Keanu's
Keanu is
hilarious.
Actually an underrated comedy
I think we can agree that Keanu is what Keanu is. Like, he's not going to blow you away with any movie. I mean, look at John
but
Wick. He
precious.
Has what? Five lines
but
in the entire
so
movie.
He's so precious.
Yeah, he's not known for his acting. He's
oh, no.
Known,
whoa.
He's a good person.
But that's Keanu. He has this visceral, physical presence, yeah. And he's best in roles where he has very little dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you ever heard his band, Dogstar?
Yes.
What?
Yes. So for a while, he would only take acting roles when his band needed gig money because his band toured, but they didn't make much money, so he would just pay his band. And so he would get gigs to let Dogstar tour. It's never been in a city near me, though.
So let's bring it back to the first John Wick. Which,
John Wick 1.
Which
oh, yeah,
was a very surprising movie. Well, I mean, John Wick is probably another one I could probably take with me.
Yeah.
The first one was
I feel
I really
like
a complete
John Wick
surprise.
1 was a how we deal with our grief, man.
Yeah.
And he just
it
let
really
it out.
Tough. It was really
nine
tough to
rounds
watch that
at
dog
a time.
Guy.
Was John Leguizamo in the first one?
Yes.
Yeah. So, did you see it with any buzz around it? Like, hey, you got to watch John Wick, or were you just on Netflix?
No,
and you're
I
like, hey,
really was
like,
well,
I
and
just
something
saw,
drew you to it.
I love Keanu, so I was like, ah, I'll watch a Keanu film. And I think my wife was like out of town that week, so I was like, I guess I'll watch this.
I went to the theater because I was like, it looks like it could be an entertaining action movie. Few people, I mean, I like the Resident Evil movies. So
it looked like John.
Of course, I'm going to go.
Like Keanu
see
does Mila Jovovich. Yeah, I can see that.
I think I had the trifecta. I had. I think
if it's
I
bad,
rented that
I'll
Ronin
like
movie.
It.
I saw Man from Tai Chi, and I
town.
Saw that. Like it was my Keanu trifecta.
He had like a
okay.
Keanu weekend.
Yeah, I liked it. Any
I
other
did
thoughts?
Too.
Is there a name for the gung? Play? Did we fit? Is it called Gung Fu
Wushu?
Is that what? Is that really the Wushu finger? Isn't that from?
I don't know. I heard that from somewhere.
I don't know.
Unnamed
it,
source.
It kind of sounds familiar. Like that could be it.
I'm dubious.
I saw an interview and I don't know.
Is it real or is it made up for Equilibrium?
Equilibrium was called Gun Kata.
Oh.
That was remarkably different. I thought that John Wick was really. I thought the martial arts and the choreography were very distinctive. What I thought was really great about it was how the gun was used and integrated into like a martial arts style and basically became an extension of his fist.
Right. I don't feel like they did that as much in the second one. A little bit, right?
I feel like even though it was the same, is it Stahelski is the name of the director of both of them?
Yeah, he directed both of them.
Right, and I think he handled the choreography as well. I'm sure he had a lot of input into it.
He probably had something
but
to do with
it. Seemed like the style of combat.
Especially the first one, the nightclub scene is probably the big scene that I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, but
with my Keanu right there.
But there was something to it, how he was in close quarters and he wasn't using the gun as a way to like to keep, you know, a huge horde of enemies at bay or anything like that. But he was really just using it as an extension of like in close quarter combat. I felt like that was something that I at least had never seen before. And that really struck me. And
what and the best really cool. element that they did not carry into the second movie was in the first movie he had no equal. Like, no one was as good as him. Yeah, he was the best. Did. And, like, Common, I guess, is his equal in the second movie. But
have you guys seen that YouTube video of, like, the 97 things that were wrong with John Wick?
No, I haven't. I'm sure there's probably
it's like
at least
a four-minute thing that points out all the flaws in the story and the filming and
Give
everything.
Us one flaw in the story.
It's a revenge story about a dead dog.
At the end, when they're fighting and he hits him with the car, and then all of a sudden it's raining when he hits the ground and he lands in a puddle. That's
yeah, that happens. And it's called a flash flood.
No.
Hello.
Sorry, no.
Whatever. There's probably a pretty flawless movie, John.
There's lots of flaws.
It's in Seattle. Rain just comes out of nowhere.
It just happens.
Nonetheless.
Maybe the car hit him into a puddle, which was like 9 feet away.
It's a movie. You have to suspend disbelief.
All disbelief.
Yes.
97 times, approximately.
Or actually,
just like you do with a Resident Evil
movie. What probably happened is...
Just the same.
I think John Wick 1 was actually taking place at two like simultaneous different parallel universes. Mm. And in one of them, it's raining. And one of them, it's not. So they just wanted to...
You cracked the code. That's entirely plausible.
A lot of people didn't see that coming. And
they were actually in the Matrix.
Yeah. So was John Wick really just about, I know we all like to joke about it, but was it really just about, it was nothing profound, but was it really just about a man who becomes angry that some hood kills his dog?
Grieving.
They took away his hope.
His wife just died. And the wife,
right?
Like part of her death package was to send a puppy.
But you have to think about what the wife.
He got out of the business, as we find out later, but we knew that going in. All right, so he's gonna like.
Ooh, I can't wait to talk about the currency in this world.
Oh yeah, but you got to think about like what his wife meant to him when he left the business. It was way out.
They
didn't like
to
it.
Hike and stuff, man.
They like to be normal.
They like the beach. That one video from the beach. That was a big one.
Yeah,
That came up a few times.
Yeah.
And then
how long they were together to form such a tight relationship.
So he got the dog from her like posthumously, right? Like after she died.
No, that was part of her, like, I think part of her, like, hey, if I ever die, I want this puppy. A puppy. There's probably a service out there, like, send a puppy to a.
Can we start that service, though?
I don't think it's too much to say that in the grieving process, he had probably pretty much imbued the dog as, like, a living extension of.
Oh, totally.
That was, like, her living memory, basically.
Yes.
And then he got murdered a day later.
Right.
Yeah. And then.
Did the dude get the drop on him as well, the guy who broke into the house, or he was at home? I can't remember.
In the first one?
He was home. He watched him kill
He's always
dog.
Home.
Yeah. He was home.
He's always home.
He was laying on the ground.
He's pretty much always in the basement, like either jackhammering concrete or pouring it.
He got beat up pretty good, and then they got the dog, and then you kind of show after the fact, and you see where the dog drug himself to him.
It was so sad.
Well, to sort of transition us into the second
pathos.
So this is the other thing I don't remember. Did it end unfinished, the first one? Because the second one seems to
pick up. No, it was pretty finished.
It was pretty finished.
He somehow magically ended up at a SPCA where they had veterinary supplies, patched himself up, and got a new dog.
Oh, so he got that new dog at the end of the first one?
But he had not gotten his car back.
He had gotten his car back.
The second one starts off with him getting the car back.
So, at least in the opening, the premise of the new movie...
I mean, pick up right into the second one now. I mean, he went after his car. You're going after it's a really nice car.
Yeah, that he completely
destroyed that car.
That Chevelle SS was pretty nice, too.
What's that?
The Chevelle SS that he started off with. Like, how did he get that car? And how does John Wick just happen to stumble across?
Because people handed it to him. He's John Wick.
He has those coins, man.
Yeah, those coins.
Those coins.
Let's talk about it.
John
Wick. In this world.
Is that one coin for a Chevelle SS?
They have evolved to a level where the normal currency just isn't the thing anymore. Now we have these like magic coins. And one of them could get you a whole night at the hotel with all expenses paid,
or a glass of bourbon.
Drink. Yeah, I don't understand.
Or a Chevelle.
Okay. I think it's just one of them is a thing.
Or
right, out of the thing. Right. You can get anything from that coin.
Or a coin will get you a bulletproof suit or two.
Oh, that or, suit is so
Or help from the
cool.
homeless corporation.
The suit.
That run
the suit is so badass.
They're watching everywhere.
The Bowery.
Yes.
Yeah, the second one dug deeper into the whole mythos of this society.
Super so cool. If my two elements from the first one were the grieving story and then this cool continental like thing they made up, the second one, the grieving story is not there. You're kind of like past his struggle. You're like, all right, dude, time to get over it.
But the chronology, it's set 4 days later.
Yes.
And I feel like I was digging what they were doing with the continental. I was like, oh, this is cool. I like diving into this hotel world until the very end when he breaks the rule and nothing happens.
So did you like the world building? Because it's implied, right? I mean,
no,
it's intimated. It's intimated in the first one.
Everyone else
right?
dies immediately.
What?
I mean, there are all these references being made to this very developed
Spoiler
world
alert.
In the first one, but it kind of just dips right into the middle of it, right? It cuts right into it, and you're hearing a small story about this man inside this world.
You know a few of the rules and a few of the, you know, you can't kill within.
You can't conduct business within the Continental.
Right. You hear about the Continental. You realize that there's this.
I would always live in the Continental.
This league, or there's this.
So you run out of coins.
I think it's a coin.
There's this parallel society for assassins. Right? And they have...
I don't think it's just assassins. I think it's like any...
Any underworld girl. Dealing...
But I was guessing you get a coin every time you conduct successful business.
Or they how many of our coins you want.
No, he's got... Remember in his basement, he's got a ton of coins.
Yeah, and then he had some in that other place.
Oh, yeah. He's got
places. He hasn't hidden
all
over.
He's got a lot of coins.
He's got suits
which
hidden
is to show
too.
He's killed a lot of people.
And what I want to know, you know, his house blew
the
up, right?
Farmbroker.
In the second one.
No, I think...
But
I bet the coins
didn't
are so
blow
cool.
up in the basement.
In the second one, they blew up the house, but he covered it all in concrete. Why didn't he just dig all his stuff back up?
That bothered me when he went back. I was like, surely he's going
to
go back and get his coins and his guns.
He rifle through a lot of, like, debris. When he's already got another, he can just go.
Well, he's gonna go get
John
his.
John Wick can do it.
He's gonna get his turtleneck and suit coat.
I thought,
what was that with a turtleneck? Turtleneck
I thought he would sad. Give like a so German sad. Command to that dog, and the dog would go over and just like scratch up all of his stuff.
The dog was
been.
A well-behaved dog.
And
then,
by the way,
and then Lance Reddick shows up and just ruins it.
Anyone who's still with us, spoiler alert: we're basically giving away everything.
Oh,
So but yeah, you know, so my big problem with it was. The Continental was this legit thing. Like, oh, man, you conduct business, you die. That's what happened in the first one. They killed her. So John Wick walks in with a gun.
Adrienne Palicki.
Points at a guy, and you're like, he's not going to do it because we all love the Continental.
But he's got nothing to lose.
He wouldn't break that rule. Boom, shoots the guy. And then they're like, we'll meet with you, 24 hours
Dawn.
Later?
Yeah.
Meet with you a day later.
That was a very unusual
concession.
John Wick had a lot of history with this guy, so I don't think he...
I see. I feel like that's really hurting that dude's business. They're going to be like, whoa, John Wick can just shoot a guy?
No, didn't you see they put a thing out on him?
Yeah, a whole day later.
An hour after.
And they doubled it. Boom. The Kimura. The shadowy Kimura.
Because I think he had relation with him.
So that
he gave him a little bit of
so
a
now cushion. That he's blackballed or whatever, does that mean he's just can't,
John Wick 3
he
on
can't,
the loose.
He can't use any of the facilities.
He can't use any of the facilities.
Cannot use
no
the facilities.
Bulletproof
but
suits, no guns.
Is that going to
Tell
send
him
running
after me,
into
I'll
the arms
them.
Of
I'll
Larry Fishburne, who is basically as the Bowery King, right? So
Lawrence Lawrence.
Morpheus. That's Larry. It's Larry to you, pal. So is that going to send him running back into his arms? Because that's basically a parallel organization to the High Table, right?
They're all still part of it, too, though.
I thought that's how it was going
to I don't think so.
No, they definitely are because they were part of
the High Table.
Yeah, they were. Because the doves were passing out the...
Were they?
Yes. You could see that they put the phone or whatever it was into the little carrying things on the doves or the pigeons or whatever.
Right.
And then they were distributing
the cards.
Them. Yeah, okay. It's like Harry Potter world.
Yeah, I don't understand the pigeons when it clearly everyone also has phones because everyone got texted.
You
when,
never know.
So who's like not getting the text but getting the pigeon or vice versa?
That bothered me. The antiquated technology that nonetheless accomplished like non-antiquated technological feats like sending out a contract, right? I mean, they sent it to They like spammed everybody's by text.
It's just stylization. I mean, it's not like...
Right, but I think that that's a lot of what this movie was, especially compared to the first one. We'll go with that.
They had some. They had that in the first one. It wasn't as deep into it.
It was much more like,
it looked like the machine from like Imitation Game. They had to decode something, and then everyone just gets a text. It would have been a lot easier if they just had an iPhone and sent it out to everybody. I did think the action was cool, but not as good. I got tired of the common fights.
This one got a little...
Seriously?
Outplayed.
I mean, he was like super hot versus super hot. I was happy with it.
No, I agree there.
The rolling down the stairs thing, like, was
hilarious.
That was funny. No, but I just got tired of like, okay, we get it. You're both really good. Although I like how it ended with like the knife in the chest or in the heart.
This is a if you move, professional curiosity.
You'll die.
Where he gets the guy with the pencil is pretty good.
Oh my god, they finally did the pencil!
I couldn't watch.
I loved it. I loved everything. It's like a you want to see a magic trick
with
from the Joker.
It's worse. Yeah. So it's like they're showing it.
Bad. But they kept teasing that the whole time. Like in all the first,
he killed a guy with a pencil.
And all up until that, they were like,
were they rushing?
You haven't seen what he does with a pencil
in the beginning.
In the beginning, were they rushing?
Yeah. Even though Peter Stormare is not Russian.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. I was like, is he Russian?
But they were that was the uncle of the dude from the first one who stole the dog. And
right, because I was they got me with John Leguizamo, so I was thinking, oh, it's like a Hispanic or like Latin American like gang. But then I was like, no, I think they were Russian.
So it seems like the consensus might be that John Wick was better somehow, or that John Wick 2 somehow maybe took a little bit of a step down or something from John Wick.
So not according to the internet, but it seems to according to everyone I talked to.
According to the cinema gang.
I enjoyed the second one, but I liked the first one much better. I felt the action in the second one kind of got a little overplayed. It was like body shot, headshot, like just over
there
and over
was a
and over
lot
again.
Of headshots.
I mean, so they're both ultra violent, but in the first one, you're able to, I don't know, it kind of endure it or just slog through it a little bit better because you feel like it's, I mean, he's doling out justice or there's a reason for the retribution and the violence, whereas...
Definitely, I felt the first one was, there was more of a emotional tie to it.
Mm-hmm.
Than the second one. I felt more emotionally involved than...
See, I liked the fact that there were no emotions in the second
just
one.
Just they blew his house up.
Puppy.
I mean, the dog. I didn't want anything to happen to the dog, but I was like, I don't really care that your wife died. I just want to see beat people up.
Of course.
Well,
heartless cinema maiden.
And this one wasn't so much that the... You know, like... They blew his house up. It brought him back in.
Yeah, I didn't care about his house.
And kind of destroyed any memory he had left of his wife.
Mm, true.
Oh, yeah, but at least he got her bracelet.
And this guy was a jerk. I mean, like the guy that, like, it was his
D'Antonio?
Friend.
D'Antonio?
Wow, what guy? Well done. You remember D'Antonio?
Yeah, his sister. I didn't like her either.
Wait, what guy?
The guy, the main.
You didn't like his
bad guy.
Not Common, but like the guy who hired him.
Oh, the brother of the girl.
So that might have been.
What I did
maybe
want more of
scene.
Was the tattooed girl, the mute.
Oh, Ruby Rose.
I wanted more of her.
Although
also
in Resident Evil, but she got chopped up in the fan.
She did get chopped up in the fan.
I like the hand knife thing that he killed her with was kind of cool.
Yeah. She's super bad.
Man, like, she wanted to sweep the leg really bad. Did you see her
tried,
sweep?
But she
her leg
strong
sweep
enough.
Was on point.
I wanted her and him to fight more than
Common.
Like less Macho. Common,
like
more
common.
Her.
Ruby Rose, she's in what that XXX movie too. She's in everything now.
Here's a quick: would you rather? Would you rather have a case of these coins if the Continental really existed, or one wish from the genie from Aladdin?
Oh, the coins for sure.
Oh, okay, cool. I'd go coins too.
I'd take the coins.
Does the genie?
Although you could use your wish for coins.
Does the genie still have the voice of Robin Williams?
Not use your. Yes, and it's the same genie, same personality, all quirky and weird.
I want those coins.
That.
You'd take that?
Absolutely.
I thought he was the most annoying character.
Than the coins?
Yeah.
Wait, it's just one wish, so it's a very finite relationship.
What's your wish
going to
be?
There's one transaction.
Your wish cannot be for coins. That's the only like
all right, for all of the business interests wishes. That the dude from the Continental in New York has.
Okay, so you take your one wish and you put it back into the John Wick universe.
That's acquiring all the coins.
Swimming pool.
So I think the consensus is we all like the first one more than the second one.
Yeah,
but enjoy the second one nonetheless.
You should see the second one, unless you really like common fights.
I liked the second one because they fought a lot more.
I liked them both,
but first better than second.
Well, I did like them.
Better. I did like the cinematography of the second one was good. Not necessarily like the fight cinematography, because I feel like in the second one it was too zoomed out. It was trying to give you like the best vantage point, and you were able to see too much. Whereas the first one, it was much more visceral, and it was right down in there, like in the midst of the fight. So in terms of cinematography, I did think that the second one was a lot more impressive. I did appreciate that. I thought like in terms of colors, like it was very like stylistically, I just thought it was a much prettier film. And like a lot of times I was like looking at that rather than like counting bodies, which,
well, you know, I'm glad
two types of people in that movie, and some of them are appreciating the color and some of them are
right.
I'm glad they do it all without shaky cam, where it's not just like getting like you in and just shaking it around.
I mean,
and
you like Michael
guns.
Bay, I thought you'd love shaky cam.
Now's not the time to bring that up.
Yeah.
No. What's the name of the actor who's the hotel manager?
Lance Reddick.
I love him. I wish there was more of him.
Do you bored?
Like, not that I necessarily love that character. I just love him as an actor. I love his voice. He was in Fringe.
Super crazy.
I'll go see a third one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
John.
And I feel like I need to see the second one again. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot to take in.
I hope call it John Wicca Wicca What?
The movie bludgeons the senses, right? I mean, I think we would all agree on that.
I mean, it's a solid action movie.
If you don't like ultra violence and you're not prepared for headshots that don't look away, don't go see that film.
Yeah, if you don't like headshots and blood,
that's for sure. But it's crazy how like a nerd and desensitized I got to the headshots.
It is crazy because I was like, "Oh, is this really that violent?" And I was like, "I guess."
So there were 162 confirmed kills.
A lot more action than that. Rogue One.
We're not gonna get into that. So at home, anything you guys are watching at home that you can recommend for
what are you guys watching at home?
Awesome listeners.
I finally finished Narcos on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And Pablo Escobar died. Spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
But Narcos got approved, greenlit for a third and fourth season.
Wow, how's that going to happen?
Pablo Escobar is dead. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Interesting.
But anyway, it's worth checking out. It's kind of a slow burner, simmering film. But if you like a little bit of action and kind of history and you're interested in all of that, it's well worth checking out.
I've been watching Always Sunny. Like, that's it.
I have three. One is Michael Bolton's Valentine's Day special.
That movie.
Netflix. Is hilarious.
I need to watch that.
It's like every comedian you've ever heard of is in it, and it's super, super, super funny.
The other night, I went to
it was really funny.
To watch something on Netflix, and my wife was walking out of the room. She turned around, and it's like big on the screen,
right. The
Michael Bolton. She's like, "What are you about ready to watch?" Yes. I was like, no, I'm not watching this. It was just on the screen. I'm getting ready to watch something else.
It makes you kind of like Michael Bolton. I don't know anything about him. I didn't really care for his music, but like... And the premise is Santa Claus comes to him and says, "Hey, we need a whole bunch more babies come December, and it's February. If people can have babies on Valentine's Day, we'll have a lot more gifts." And so he's got to be super sexy for his special so that more people have babies that night. So there's like Sinbad's taking calls, and instead of money counting, it's how many babies are being conceived.
Oh,
super hilarious.
My God, that's amazing.
So that's
I might
good.
Have to watch this
I
just, now.
I finally, it is really, and actually, you'll know,
it.
Like,
it
you'll know like everyone you've ever heard of is like makes up cameo and it's really funny.
Wait, so there's a telethon about conceiving babies?
Yes. And Sinbad taking calls and Louis
Anderson.
And yes, that cartoon with little Louis.
Louis Anderson. Wow.
And then sorry,
as seen in Coming to America.
No, I finally got. I only have two more episodes of Westworld left, but I finally got to an episode where I was like, "Oh, this is what everyone's talking about." It's good now because it's really taken me a while to like it. I've just been like, "Eh." And then the last one is on CISO. If you like stand-up comedy, there is a show called Funny as Hell, and that's actually a real place in Canada. It's a comedy club. So, but like literally every comedian you ever like on is on that as well. So you should watch it.
What's the Fear Factor guy?
Not as good as the last one. That's what
Who's the Fear Factor guy?
I don't know. Is there a Fear Factor
Joe Rogan?
Guy?
Joe Rogan. I watched his new one too. Super funny.
He's a comedian.
I love his stand up.
He's got
so
one
funny.
Of the top podcasts on iTunes.
Joe Rogan's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of comedy does he do? Like one time this guy was afraid to eat a cockroach.
No, he doesn't talk about Fear Factor really.
This one time a guy like is afraid of heights.
Yeah, it's scary, guys. It's a true story. It's funny. It's because it's true. Skin?
I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
How about you, Brad?
I just started watching Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix.
Oh,
I don't like it.
With Timothy Oliphant.
I love Timothy Oliphant. I love the like dark humor of it. I've watched the first three episodes, but
the
amount
of vomit that's in the bathroom is just it's gross.
Oh, I was almost in tears laughing in that scene because it was just funny.
Is it kind of a Dexter type thing? All I saw was some blood, and it seems like it's
slapstick Dexter.
Slapstick,
but it's not so much slapstick. It's
is Rita still alive? That's all I care about.
It's a very dry humor in a lot of parts.
I love Drew Barrymore with all of my heart.
She's great in Firestarter,
and I think that she's terrible in that show.
I really like Timothy Oliphant in it.
He's so hot.
No,
and Nathan Fillion obviously was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Hold on, Nathan Fillion's in it?
What?
For an episode.
Mal?
For one episode.
For one episode.
I will watch
the first one, and that's it.
I want to thank Ashley and Andrew for coming on again.
Thanks, and a gang.
Yeah, no
problem.
This
is awesome.
Love seeing movies. Do we know what we're seeing next week?
I do know what we're seeing next week.
What is it?
Let me play something for you.
Every 60 years, for 8 terrible days, they rise. Are they fighting here? What is it they want?
To scourge the world.
They've broken through!
The Great Wall.
Oh,
with
no!
Oh, yeah! I'm definitely in. I want to see. You don't want to see
that? I'm in for that one.
I have to see it, but that's a terrible movie.
Dude from Southie
the Wall of China?
The Great Wall.
He can't do that.
Why is Matt Damon defending the Great Wall? Because he's Matt Damon.
Wall isn't great enough on its own. It needs Matt Damon.
I've been to China. They look at me like I'm a thing from outer space. So I'm going to guess that Matt Damon didn't defend a ninja sword.
I think it's plausible if it's Matt Damon as Will Hunting guarding the Great Wall. But other
than
that,
like Tom Cruise as Last Samurai.
I think it looks fun.
I think it looks
fun. Jack Reacher.
So are they fighting dragons? Is this the deal?
That's kind of what it looks like.
They're
sort of
really,
like a dragon
the
monster.
Really interesting. Not showing us the bad guys here. A lot of like dialogue with like the Matt Damon and the like commanders, but there's not a lot of dragon talk.
Well, apparently what I've read is Matt Damon isn't the main character of this movie.
It's a dragon.
It's the
I am the last one.
The Asian actors that are in it are the main part of the movie.
Oh, that's good.
But you can't market that
Aragon
to a U.S. audience.
Right.
People are going to be like, oh, Matt Damon? He's the Bourne guy, right?
Jason Bourne.
On the Great Wall.
I wonder what Asian actors are in the movie.
Did anyone just grasp my Sean Connery from Dragonheart?
Yes, I did. Don't worry.
So I'm in, and that will be our next cinema, guys, The Great Wall.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Dragon.
Well, thank you for listening to the cinema, guys. And maybe sometime we will see you at the movies. Wait a second. Someone's at the door.
Oh, hon. Can you answer
Hello?
The door?
Guys.
Hey,
guys.
It's Michael.
I just woke up in a box outside the house. What's going on here?
We're done with the podcast.
We just finished the episode.
But you're fine? You're not, sick or anything? Or
I don't want to talk about hair.
What are you wearing?
Aren't you wearing?
Why are you wearing so little?
It's a burlap sack. What else do you wear?
That's why I like the lace that you added there on the side. Is that a flower?
I just want to be.
Do we need it? Do we need to call the authorities or anything?
Yeah. What's the deal?
Let's just leave it be.
How did you? Did you mail yourself?
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Did you put yourself in a box and mail yourself?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. So
is this like a Kimmy Schmidt type thing? Like
let's not talk about it.
Well, are we back to doing cinema, guys, then?
We'll see.
To be continued.